Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, how are you? This is going to be, it's going to be a wonderful day, right? It's Tuesday. It's going to be great. Maybe the air will be a little better. Do we have any, I mean, yesterday, I will say I could still smell the smoke, but the sky was much cleaner looking. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we're headed in the right direction. And I know that there's firefighters, maybe even your friend Scotty, who's still out there fighting these things. But, you know, I felt buoyed yesterday by the weather. It's cold, though. You know, boy, we went from 112 degrees. I don't think I hit 70 degrees yesterday. It was crazy. Oh. Why, was it hot at your house?
Not hot, but it was, you know, I didn't even notice the air temp.
Oh. Well, I mean, I guess you're going to be cold if you're in the water anyway, right? You got out there.
I don't trip on weather normally unless what I really hate is hot. That's what I can't stand. That 110 is ridiculous. I never want to see 110 again.
Awful. Sticky. All right, it's time for Celebrity Trash. It's brought to you by Feed America. Radio.com is working to feed our families by amplifying grab-and-go meal pickup options for SFUSD and OUSD. Both districts are committed to providing meals for students while school buildings are closed. If you have a child in need or you want more information on specific grab-and-go pickup locations and times, go to RadioAlice.com. It's under the Feed Our Families tab. All the info you need is there. So you remember last week when the Kardashians tearfully said goodbye to us.
Yeah.
And they said, this is it. We're ending the show after 20 seasons, early in the new year, 2021, the year no one can wait for. Like, please bring it on. We'll be ending. And it'll be like a kickoff to a great new future. They're totally full of crap. Kris Kardashian was even on somebody's podcast like last week after the announcement was made saying, Khloe can't stop crying about it. She's so upset about it, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, they're looking for a deal from Netflix, Amazon, Apple. They're looking to get the giant payday. They're looking at what people are getting, even for a 1-hour special on Netflix, you know, where Chappelle, what did he get, $50 million for one freaking special on there?
And yeah, going, but like him or hate him, Chappelle is a genius and actually prepares an hour of original material. These clowns just sit there and show each other their outfits.
Will get paid for it, dude.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I mean, I'm with you. Like, that hour from him is worth 1,000 of their hours.
Right.
And yet they will get a humongous deal. I want to say I have the last deal that they got. They weren't making peanuts. Let's see. E had paid them $150 million the last time they renewed their contract in 2017. $150 million for all of them and the production of it. That was what they got, the $150 million. But they're saying they're taking a look at people like Ryan Murphy and J.J. Abrams signing streaming deals that are worth like $300+ million. And they're like, we need one of those deals. We can make a lot more money. So they're just, we're done. Isn't it so sad? They're not done. We're going to be cursed with this family till the end of time. What were they going to do instead? Yay.
I'm sure their hope, right, as far as marketing goes, is that there'll be enough of a clamoring and enough of an uproar for more Kardashians.
Will there be?
I don't know what to say. I watched it so I would know what you're talking about when you bring them up, and I have watched it, so I've seen it. But I don't get what people are into there. So
me either.
But what I like about our country in general is that we can all like different stuff and still be friends. I like to think that anyway. I realize I'm living in my own world often, but
that sounds right and reasonable.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I've watched exactly one episode of The Kardashians ever in my life. And yet they permeate the social discourse. Like, they're constantly in the news for some because Kanye's crazy or Kim's having another kid, like whatever it is. They're a juggernaut. Like, they, I don't know why I was surprised when I read this story and I just thought, those lying liars who lie. God, they're like Nicole, for God's sake. God, everything that comes out of their mouth is a lie.
Unbelievable. To be honest, I don't think it's going to work because they work for cable, not for streaming personally.
Right. And who is going to watch this?
I'm not. It's
up to us, Nicole.
We did it. We kept up. I'm good.
Oh, aren't you a fan, Nicole?
I am. And I'm just kind of over it. And I honestly think it's not going to work because I read a report that it was Kim and Kylie who didn't want to continue the show.
Oh, and they're the only ones that anybody cares about.
Ones. Yeah, the ones that are billionaires. And
ones that have ass going on in their lives. Of course, Khloe's crying her eyes out. She's got nothing else to do.
Who am I going to keep for?
I think they're okay with the show ending because Kim doesn't want to tell the storyline about what's going on with Kanye. She wants to keep that under wraps. Kylie has never really liked it to begin with. And then Khloe, I think, is back with Tristan and doesn't want to explain herself. So really, this whole crime.
I don't want to have to defend my decisions.
Yeah, so that's what I think. So I think
Tristan is the father of my daughter, True. And if there's a chance that I can make this work, I'm going to try. Okay, gotta go. Bye now. I'm going to run out of here. Bye. See you next time. See you on Amazon.
Yeah, but I don't see how. But Scott Disick has his a show that I didn't watch where he flips mansions in
LA. I've heard those.
So I don't know if that's coming back either. So, but listen, he canceled a lot of their shows, so that's another thing.
Well, nobody's got any money right now. Yeah. You know, there's productions have all been shut down everywhere, and maybe we're looking for a new family. We need a new Kardashian. You know,
it could be me. I offer my family.
Oh, the DeJesus. Keeping up with the DeJesuses.
Yeah. We're not that exciting.
I like that.
There's a price to be paid for the Kardashian fame, and it's all over porn websites.
Yeah.
So while while it's something that many people sort of look up to, Kim had to take the hit for that.
Oh, for sure.
She did. To launch that brand.
For the whole family.
Uh-huh.
Which is really generous of her, because honestly, that entire family, every single one of them is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Like, it's ridiculous how much money these guys have. And they're bitching, like, they've got everything they could ever need. And then she married a supposed billionaire. Like, you know, Kanye's rich. All she has to do is, you know, keep him medicated and deal with him. And she's got his money, too. Oh, Ray J. That's painful.
You have to be the it. And in that song, in order to become like you're it, you know what I mean? That's like, oh God, Jesus, Ray J, what's wrong with you? I hit it.
He's capitalizing.
Real nice.
That thing, it. Mm-hmm. Then the Kardashians, it looks like Kendall and Courtney, they went on, you know, Kate Hudson, she's got a brother named Oliver. And they do a podcast together called Sibling Rivalry.
All right.
Because everybody's got a podcast. And listen, we're all in lockdown. We're super bored. So why wouldn't we? Is that guy still doing this? The guy from A Quiet Place. He's married to Emily Blunt. John Krasowski?
Some Good News. Krasinski? Like that.
Yeah. So is he still doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, he is?
He sold it.
Right.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still on it?
Oh, I'm not sure if he's still do. Let me check on that.
Like, he made a big splash announcing that and created followers and then went, I'm selling that. Bye. Yeah.
See you later, guys. I'm going to move on to my next project, A Quieter Place. It's the cottage out in my backyard, away from the kids, you know, that kind of thing. So anyway, everybody's bored and they're in the house making podcasts, I guess. So Kate Hudson and her brother Oliver have a podcast. It's Sibling Rivalry. And I guess, I don't know if they're if that's what they talk about, but they have brothers and sisters on. And Kendall and Courtney went on there. Kendall is a Jenner. She's the second youngest. Right, she's older than Kylie, but younger than all the Kardashian girls. And they were just little kids when the whole Kardashian thing started. So she and Courtney go on there, and they were asked a series of questions about like who's the biggest this or the biggest that in the family. So I'll let you guess just based on what we know. I never would have guessed this first one. Well, actually, maybe I'll save that one for last. So which sister is the most laid back of all the? Of all the Kardashian Jenner sisters.
Kylie.
That is correct. Kylie is the most laid back, which I would have thought Kendall.
Yeah, I was going to say
like,
Kendall.
I never even hear from her. Like Kylie seems like she, you know, she's got a kid. I'd get kind of wound up. Who's the worst at keeping secrets? It's the one who showed all her stuff on the one video.
Oh, Kim?
It's Kim. Kim can't keep a secret. You know, she just lets people film her. It's like, oops. And who is the biggest stoner in the family? One of them is a total stoner.
Chloe. Is it Kim?
It's not Kim. Kim has, isn't Kim like on the record saying, I don't touch any drugs and I barely drink?
Yeah.
No, I could have sworn she was on the record saying something like, I really love CBD or the pot gummies or something that. I don't know. I'm not trying to say anything about her. Maybe she is completely, you know, not using anything at all. I don't know. I shouldn't
say. The biggest stoner in the Kardashian family, Kardashian-Jenner family, is Kendall. She says, I am a stoner. No one knows that. So that's the first time I've ever really said anything out there. And so, of course, Kate Hudson and her brother Oliver, like, totally high five. Like, hey, we got something out of her. That's great.
Oh, I see.
Yes. I'm the stoner. Courtney's like, Kendall's a huge stoner. Except she said it like this. Courtney's a huge stoner. Every time she's always got a blunt sticking out of her mouth. Her teeth are all stained up. She has to go get them whitened. Because she's got a stoner joint sticking out of her mouth all the time. She said it like that. She's very, she's a good talker.
She really is.
So,
a good talker, I mean.
Yes, I agree. Wow. Thanks, you guys. I'm skinny now, everyone. Still the biggest, though. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. There's a mansion where they shot it. They mostly did the exteriors at this place. I don't think that they used the interior of it, but it's on Airbnb now, and you can only have a little tiny piece of it. I don't know if Will Smith is somehow involved in this, and I think it's because they're going to do that grittier version of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
He's probably producing it or something.
Something, but he's involved in this Airbnb deal, so I don't know. They signed up, and, you know, Airbnb's looking to do anything to get people to rent stuff these days. So basically, you get a portion of this Brentwood mansion. It's the one that was the exteriors for the show on NBC. That was a huge show. Like I think I was just a little too old for it in the 90s. I was busy putting my life together.
Yeah, I didn't watch it either.
I've heard the theme song and I've seen an episode or two probably, but it just, you know, there are people who are 10 to 20 years younger than us who are huge fans. Did you watch the show, Bryn?
I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause you were just,
he's a likable guy. Don't you
think?
Yeah,
sure. Yeah. Absolutely. I really like Will Smith. So the mansion, the Airbnb, is basically access to what would have been Will's bedroom, and they've done it up like his bedroom on the show. And then, so you have access only to that and the poolside lounge area and the dining room. Those are the places that you can go to. And they're going to feed you too. You'll be greeted by bold graffiti art, posh interiors, family portraits, and Philly cheesesteaks served on silver platters.
Nice. So,
there you go. Apparently, you can shoot baskets in the bedroom. It's that big. And there are turntables if you want to pull a DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Okay.
You can, they've got outfits from the show in the closet. You can try those on. I mean, boy, it's Selfie Central, this place. I mean,
you ever mix records at all?
Yes, I used to have to queue records up at the first place that I worked at. Not DJ, like where you mix the actual beats and you can control the speed of the record. No, but I, you know, queued up actual records. And
but would you queue up one record and have another one queued up as one's finishing and be able to start one off the other and sort of make that? So there was a mix of sorts, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. And it was always fun when, actually, that's true, because when I would have a record that was a similar beat to the other one, I would definitely try to do that crossfade, you know?
Right.
But I've never like DJ'd like that, you know, where one, you know, zhuka, zhuka, zhuka.
I never DJ'd with records at all. So I never did what you're saying. You queuing up a record. I never did that.
Oh, would they just have like CDs?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you can do it at, you can go down and this is only $30 a night, Ben.
No, I'm not.
It's
not for me.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very limited thing. It's a promotion thing. It's like it's available early to mid October. There's only 5 nights of doing it, and they're making Airbnb is going to make a donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Philadelphia to celebrate this event. And basically, there's a Fresh Prince reunion, and then they're working on this grittier real life story of the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. So that's why they're doing all this. And I'm totally out of, how does this happen? I'm totally out of time. Thanks, Kardashians. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
The upcoming ski season and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.